AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The world is remembering pop star George Michael, who has died at the age of 53. Heart failure. He shot to stardom as part of the teen duo Wham, remember? He sold well over 100 million albums, but struggled with health scares and substance abuse. George Michael dead at the age of 53. The Russians say it was likely pilot error or a technical problem, not terrorism, that brought down that Russian military plane Sunday after takeoff from Sochi. All 92 people on board were killed, including members of a world-famous military choir. This is a day of mourning in Russia. AP correspondent Natalia Vasilyeva is in Moscow.
People are bringing flowers to the office of the choir whose members have died in the plane crash. We have seen people bringing red and white carnations to the office of the Alexandrov Ensemble, and mourners are also lighting candles and bringing flowers to the headquarters of two television channels whose journalists were going to Syria to cover that concert.
The choir was going to Syria to perform in a New Year's Day concert. Here at home, severe weather is making travel dangerous across much of the northern Great Plains. National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Gust is in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
It's a bad one out there, and pretty much road crews and highway departments out there were treating roads during the day because there was freezing drizzle originally.
Then he said freezing rain and snow moved in, shutting down stretches of highways in the Dakotas and knocking out power for many. President Obama visited U.S. troops in Hawaii on Christmas Day for the last time as commander-in-chief. He has made it a tradition to spend some time on Christmas at Marine Corps Base Hawaii, not far from the rented house that he and his family have made their winter home away from home. This is AP Radio News. The Pittsburgh Steelers got a 31-27 win over Baltimore and the AFC North title. Correspondent Robert Sir has more on this.
Ben Roethlisberger connects with wide receiver Antonio Brown on a four-yard touchdown pass with 9 seconds to go as the Pittsburgh Steelers come from behind and stun the Baltimore Ravens 31-27. It was the Ravens who looked like they would once again leave Pittsburgh victorious after Kyle Juszczyk's 10-yard touchdown run put the Ravens up 27-24 with 88 seconds to play. Roethlisberger would then lead the Steelers on a 10-play, 75-yard game-winning drive. The win clinches the AFC North title for Pittsburgh and a home playoff game. With the loss, Baltimore is officially eliminated from postseason play. Robert Sir, Pittsburgh.
The WNBA is offering an assist to players trying to stay safe while traveling overseas. The league has partnered with Live Safe, a safety communications platform, to provide a mobile security app to players competing in places like Russia, Turkey, and China. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.